I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I am Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and those of us who build our businesses from home are just dabbling in it in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart, savvy people that are out here building businesses, raising families, and making a difference as we go along. And I'm by myself today because Tracy is sick and has quite a hoarse throat, so it was better for her not to have to be in the studio with me, so I am missing her and just saying get better, and I'm very excited. We are here on Movie Monday. It's the second one that we have done, and I'm just overjoyed that I am sharing this remarkable young man. His name is Raphael Gordon, and I just want to give you a little background about him before we taped an interview with him, so you're going to have to excuse some of the background noise. We taped it as he was getting ready to fly back to New York for his sneak peek of his documentary 123 that I was at last night, and oh my gosh, I can't even tell you what a remarkable story he has. And I just want to share information about him before I let you hear from him. Raphael Gordon has come a very long way from his hardships of being homeless in the streets of Newark, New Jersey. He's now recognized as one of the top international orators and leadership advisors for world leaders and global entrepreneurs who seek to effectively impact the global community through business, education, and politics. For over a decade, Raphael, and they call him Raghor, R-A-H-G-O-R, now you can find his website there, raghor.com, has been leveraging the core fundamentals that promote productivity and success. His lectures, keynote speeches, workshops, and books provide in-depth strategies in the areas of personal development, global leadership, and entrepreneurship to those aiming to achieve success. His key insight into culture development for business and organizational leaders makes his impact on an individual's personal and business performance highly effective. He is an international award-winning entrepreneur, and his stellar resume begins with the establishment of his first successful company, Infinite Productions, while attending the Arts High School in New Jersey at the age of 15. The company mission was to develop events that provided unity within the high school and college campuses. In 2001, Raphael established his first not-for-profit organization, Team Infinite, TI, on the campus of Montclair State University and Bloomfield College. In addition to the success of Team Infinite, in 2005, he established the Raphael C. Gordon Scholarship Foundation. The scholarship is designed to benefit high school and college students with average grades, but exhibit exceptional business acumen and entrepreneurial spirit. In 2008, Raphael launched Raghor Motivation in Publishing, a company that provides global speaking platforms, management, consulting, and book publishing services for individuals who have powerful stories, testimonies, or expertise in a particular field. He has written 11, published 14 books that focus on personal development and global leadership. And following the establishment of the Raghor brand, Raphael was tapped to be a featured entrepreneur in the AMC Theaters distribution film 1098, produced by award-winning producer Mary Mazzio. He's released two different books, one entitled Skyscraper, Going Beyond Your Limits to Reach Greatness, and 123, The Compelling Memoir of Raghoor. That is what 123, the film, is based on. He became a global ambassador for the international hub in Oslo, Norway, which houses and provides resources for startup entrepreneurs from 21 different countries. He's also co-founded the Voices for World Peace organization, a platform that brings together a diverse group of global leaders and youth to work in solidarity to eradicate issues such as extremism, terrorism, and inequality by sharing ideas and creating strategies to bring peace and unities to areas of conflict around the world. Recently, he's become the founder and principal owner of Madison & Park, a full-service global branding agency that assists entrepreneurs, corporations, and global influencers with becoming leaders in their industry. He's a global mentor and advisor for the Queen's Young Leadership Program, a program in the United Kingdom that was established by the Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Trust in honor of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom's lifetime service and commitment to the Commonwealth. He's a national board member for the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, an organization that activates the entrepreneurial mindset and builds startup skills in youth from under-resourced communities to ensure their success and create a more vibrant society. He'll be releasing his next book, Leading Without Limits, How to Be a Global Leader, and the documentary 123 in select theaters in 2018. He really is considered one of the most dynamic orators of his generation. He's an international award-winning speaker who's addressed notable audiences and has been recognized throughout the entire world. And he really does receive high praises from global organizations, Fortune 500 companies, colleges, and universities. I have to tell you, I'm so blessed to be able to call this young man friend and so excited to be sharing him.
Tracy and I are here with Raphael Gordon, who, you know, it's Word of Mom Radio, and let's face it, you know, every once in a while, it's not birth that makes a mother. And every once in a while you meet that person, or I meet that person, that just hits my mom heart. And this guy is one of them. We were at a Survive and Thrive weekend, and one of his co-producers, Baith, asked me where I came from. And I was like, well, originally my mother, but I grew up in New York. And there's that laugh. His face looked up at me and lit into this smile, and it was this bang into my heart, and he's been there ever since. And so it's just like another one of my sons that I am so incredibly proud of and so excited to be bringing here from Movie Monday. When we air this, this is airing on the day after I'm going to get to see a private screening of 123, which is a documentary about his amazing journey. So, Tracy, here's Raphael Gordon. Share your journey, please.
love. So you want me to start with my journey?
I do.
Yes.
What made you have to do this movie?
So one of the main reasons is because I felt that a lot of times I feel like everyone has a story to tell. And I noticed that along the way, there's these moments where people tend to write books and, you know, they write scripts and they do different things to kind of share their story. They do, you know, keynote speaking and, you know, they share their story as an orator. But I also felt that it was important that visually people can get a chance to actually see the story in which you're telling. So when I would travel around the world, I had already written my memoir a few years ago, back in about 2012. And along the way, I noticed that when I was traveling to different countries, a lot of the audience that I'm speaking to, they couldn't really grasp the streets and actually some of the culture that I was raised in because of the fact that they've never visited the United States. some things they didn't really connect with. So I really felt that it was important that I can create a short visual of the book that they were actually reading, because the book was actually impacting so many lives globally. And I said, if I can get a video to go along with this, it'll be beautiful. It'll be a good circle. And so I spent about, and even prior to me writing the book, I've always been documenting my journey as a speaker. And my goal has always been to be one of the most dynamic orators and leadership advisors for world leaders, global entrepreneurs in my lifetime and through my generation. And so along the way, I just felt that it's important to document my journey, whether it be through pictures, my blogging on social media, writing my books. So, but visually, I wanted people to kind of go back 20, 40 years from now and say, you know, I remember when you went to this particular moment or this historical moment happened, I was there. And I had that a part of the book. So, you know, so overall, just to be able to have a documentary and then also be aware of understanding, like, owning your content and owning your story. Because a lot of times we tell our story and sometimes we'll tell our story on platforms that we don't own. And so what happens is people that don't really know you actually benefits the most from your story rather than the you yourself, and it's your story. So I wanted to kind of show what's that effect when you own your story, you're able to leverage it and then also package it well enough to be able to impact not only locally but also on a global platform.
You know what? It really is excellent. Tracy, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone because wherever you're stopped, there's a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I'm so sorry because I hate to ask you to mute. How old are you?
Now I just turned 35.
Okay. I mean, I can't believe you've written your memoirs already. I haven't even figured out where I'm going to grow up yet, let alone write my memoirs. I'm serious. It is just, and when I tell you, when you see him, he looks 10 years younger. Trust me. But you know what? It is so remarkable to me, the journey, and I love what you say all the time about how your location is not your destination.
Yes.
And it is so true. So how did you come up? I mean, it's such an interesting title, 123. It's spelled O-N-E and then the number 2-3. So
yes.
123, what sparked that title?
So what happened is, of course, again, it goes back to, like they say, like the most, I think somewhere along the course, like the most important dates are the date that you are born and the date that you pass away. And everything in between actually shows how valuable, what impact you made in between those dates. And so 123 is actually the month and the day that I was born. And so what I wanted to do was just have a title that just reflects, you know, me as a person. I mean, the story gives a specific moment in my life as an adolescent and going through homelessness and using how I use entrepreneurship and the mentors that came into my life and the experiences that I've accumulated in a short period of time that actually helped me get out of certain bondages in my life at a young age. But that 123 title I felt was, you know, one of the most important dates, which was the day that I was born. And I felt like it was important to make that the title more than anything else.
I love that.
I really do.
So I've had the pleasure of not only, you know, knowing him, eating with him, all of that good stuff. I actually had the pleasure of hearing him speak at Carnegie Hall. Yes, I did say Carnegie Hall. And it was so funny because after we had met, he had sent me an email about safety bags and anything he could do to help me. And I pull up his website as Raghor, RAHGOR.com. And I open up this. Now, I met him. He was, you know, helping a cameraman. You know, that's where we met. And I open up this website to this just unbelievable way, and the fact that he was getting ready to speak at Carnegie Hall in a couple of weeks. And it was just like, Are you serious? When I went into the city to meet him, I go to his office, which, you know, it's a fabulous. I love shared workspaces. I just think they're such a brilliant idea. But it's, you know, right on Columbus Avenue in Manhattan. And I see him. I'm like, okay, first give Mama a hug. I give him this huge hug, and then I'm like, seriously, young man? What is going on here? It just amazes me the different things that you do in your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes it's one of those things that I kind of made like a promise to myself to make extraordinary my ordinary. I always felt that I should create, you know. I feel like, you know, I'm a firm believer in God. I'm like, I reflect God's light, and I feel that it's important that if I reflect the Creator's light, that I spend most of my life creating. But not only that, but spread a lot of love and light to people through entrepreneurship, through leadership, and just through just who I am as an individual. And so my thing is that I'm always big about humanity. And so that means the collective whole of, you know, those living on planet Earth. And so my thing is, like, what can I do to impact, and how can I make a bigger impact this year than I did last year? So one of the things, of course, is I'm a big on education. So, you know, through education, you know, is either people can be educated visually. You know, some people are visual learners and others are, or, you know, audio learners. And either those two can really be a powerful tool if you know what the audience or the people that you're serving, where they can be most affected at and which area. So my thing is to try to master my craft in both. And create, you know, tools that will be able in different ways that can be able to affect their lives and make their lives better. And so whether I'm, you know, doing a sold out lecture at Carnegie Hall, whether I'm advising young leaders through Queen Elizabeth's program in the UK, or whether I'm attending the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony in Oslo and meeting with individuals who are world leaders or those who are being molded and shaped to be able to lead, be a leader in a point in time in their life, in their country, I want to be able to make sure that I can be some type of inspiration or just be an advisor to them to be able to make the right decisions, the sound decisions to make their life better, but then also make the lives of others around them better. And so, you know, my thing is to always make sure that I use my time wisely, because they always say, like, time is only accounted based upon what the things that we do within the time that we're given. So you can be on planet Earth for 15 years, but you could make the biggest impact in your 15 years based upon what you did within that time. And then there's people who are, you know, who've been on a planet for 90 years, and yet they never took the time to really, you know, lower their ego, or just decided to, like, I'm going to spend a year to serve. And that could be the grandest year of the 90 years that can impact, you know, the lives of generations upon generations. So my thing is to kind of just be an example by living my life in a way where I'm constantly creating, but creating things that are of quality that can be measured for years to come. And you can, it will still be around long after I'm gone.
And on that note, we're going to close out this part of this segment, and I'll be back with interviews from the red carpet after the screening of 123. So please let everybody know how they can reach you, please.
Yes, absolutely. So you can definitely go to my website, which was stated earlier, at rahgor.com. You can find me on any of the social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, by just also searching Rahgor, R-A-H-G-O-R. And, you know, and I'm on pretty much every platform as actively as I possibly can. And then you can always, you know, leave a message. I'm always trying to make time to be able to respond back. And if I'm not able to, I'm pretty sure that someone from my staff will make sure that I definitely get the message.
You know, I just am so proud and so excited and just love, you know, let's face it, together we can make a difference in this world. Each one of us in our own way has that in us. And it's tapping it, and it's not being afraid, because, you know, it's that saying that when you shine your light, you give permission to others to shine as well. And that's really what you do on a daily basis, on a global basis, is just give permission to people to shine their light. And good for you. God bless your work. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud to call you my friend. And I can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. A couple of days, like two more days.
I know. And the New York City sneak peek. Oh, my gosh. So on that note, thank you again. We really appreciate you spending your time here on Word of Mom Radio with us. And, Tracy, I'm so sorry that we had to have you mute, because believe me, she would have had some really wonderful things to be asking and saying. I know she would. So I look forward to seeing you, and have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And we're back here. And before I share, unfortunately, you know, technology is so great when it works. And something happened to a couple of the recordings, but I actually got the most important recording of the evening after getting to see the screening of 123. And that was getting a chance to talk to Raphael's grandmother and grandfather, his grandmother is who he dedicated his book to. And she's just so remarkable, and I'm so sorry that some of the other the questions and answers and things like that really didn't come clear enough to be able to air. But I want to say thanks to our sponsors first. We'll hear from them, and then I will come back so you can hear from Raphael's grandmother.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS, healthyhabits@gmail.com.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio. You know, it's so much fun to be working with Tracy, and I'm so sorry that she's not here, because we've really been enjoying going back and forth with each other. So I got to see the screening of 123. And I have to tell you, it's such a remarkable thing to me that this young man was documenting his life at 15 years old. And actually, you know, somebody was taping him, and he was like, you know, someday this will be in my documentary. Who at 15 is thinking about their documentary and what he's lived through? And, you know, three brothers and one who has spent a lot of his life in jail, and the other who died on the streets at 19. And his grandmother actually talks a little bit about that. But to see it, he says it, we've said it before in this interview, I'm going to say it again, your location is not your destination. And, you know, so many of us know people that are living proof of that. And to get to see it not only in the flesh, but on the silver screen is just remarkable. So I want to share Raphael's grandmother with you because she is just a lovely woman. And it was an honor to get to meet her at the screening.
I'm actually here right now with Raphael's grandmother and grandfather.
Right.
And having just gotten to see 123 for the first time. So what was it like for you to get to see what this beautiful young boy you helped raise has created?
Well, this is my first time viewing the film. It touched my heart emotionally because when the scene of his brother, our grandson Alfonso, who spoke so eloquently in prison about how he and God are close, that touched my heart because I like to think now, although he was killed in the streets as a drug dealer, that he is with God because he was killed at the age of 19. But the overall picture that we just viewed, it touched my heart because it brought back so many memories. And I'm constantly saying, oh my God, I read the book, but I couldn't completely enjoy it because I was interjecting my thoughts. And I kept saying, mm-hmm. wait a minute, this is not my book. This is my grandson's book. But my pages are scribbled with everything that I'm saying. And no one else could take that book from me or read it. But Raphael has come a long way. He's been inspired.
And he's inspiring. I got to hear him speak at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, you were there at Carnegie Hall.
I was.
You were on the left-hand side.
I was. And, I mean, he's just, he's such a remarkable young man. And it just goes to show, as he says all the time, your location is not your destination.
That is so true.
And it is the truth. And everybody want, you know, let's face it.
You were getting emotional, too, weren't you?
I'm very, absolutely very.
Well, Raphael had a lot of help now. To his grandparents, you know, who kept him, you understand?
Thank God.
In the right mind. Mm-hmm. You know, so that he wouldn't feel down and out, so we keep going. You see, me and her, grandparents, we the background behind all this.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to tell you, the conversations I've had about with him and things, I mean, it has so much love and so mm-hmm. much respect and so much thanks mm-hmm. for the fact that you were there. That there was
yeah,
that.
Whenever he needed somebody, we was there.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long time. We was there in 15 minutes or something like that.
Right.
Know? Whenever he called us and said, you know what I mean? So we the one that really make it. So we're proud of that. So you know.
And you should be, because he mm-hmm. is such a remarkable young man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he really, truly is. And, you know,
right.
I have
saw,
to say.
We saw it in him, so we won't let him fall, you know.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? As a Christian woman, let's face it, God knew mm-hmm. our mistakes before we even knew how to make them.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Alfonso's with him.
Of course.
You know, and an angel shining down, because, you know, thank the Lord that the Lord does lift us up beyond
right.
what we could do in life
That's so
to
true.
Something new.
That's
you know,
so true.
But what he is doing and the lives that he is affecting and the change that he is a catalyst for is remarkable. So thank you very much for just taking a couple of minutes to share with us.
Okay.
We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You could hear all the hubbub going on behind us. It was an electric feeling being in that audience. It really, truly was. It was just electric. People walked out of there so inspired and empowered and uplifted because it was just so real and so raw and so remarkable. So go to Raghor, RAHGOR.com. That way you can keep track of what is going on, not only with 123, but with Raphael himself, where he's going to be speaking. Find out more about this remarkable man. Share him with your children, because that is what he is doing. He is so focused on empowering our kids and letting them know that no matter where you start, that's not where you have to finish. And we all need to remember that. We all do. We get so wrapped up in the day-to-day that we forget that it is a journey and that destination has not been set yet. So we learn and grow every day. And as I said, I am so blessed to just, he's so special to me. And I just so look forward to the red carpet premiere in a few months in New York. And believe me, Word of Mom Radio, I will be there with bells on, so will Tracy. So I just want you to know, next our next show, as we continue celebrating our 6 years on the air, that I, this Thursday, some of our favorite guests are coming back. So Kelly Carius will be with us, Mary Catherine Johnson, Angel Johnstone, and Eliza All Schmidt will be coming back to share where things have gone with all of their businesses and the evolution of their dreams since they were last here on Word of Mom Radio. And I just feel so lucky that we are here. Like I said, we're celebrating 6 years on the air, and I've just met some remarkable people on this journey, and every one of them has touched my life in different ways. But Raphael Gordon, it's in the mom heart vault. You know, there's just that little thing where, I mean, I'm serious. I was just sitting there and I could feel that mom pride watching this young man and what he has accomplished in his life. So just remember, every day, we have a chance every day. And you just never know. You really don't. And on that note, I just want to say thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio today. We'll see you on Thursday. And until then, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.